thing that happened out there, by the way, before we start in Oklahoma with so many people dying in that tornado. It's very important that you understand that all of your sins are forgiven and you know what will happen to you immediately upon death. Because I assure you this, those people who woke up that day didn't think they were going to die that day, those 50-plus people. Probably is going to be more in numbers by the time they find all the bodies. How horrible that over those 20 were children. Some children are still missing. The good thing about children who are innocent, before they are accountable sinners, it's not the will of your Father that one of these little ones should perish, the book says. So the good news is that a child who is not an accountable sinner yet goes immediately to be with the Lord upon their death, not because they were saved, because in order to be saved you had to first be lost, but if they're still innocent in the eyes of God where they're not held as accountable sinners, they go to be with the Lord because they're innocent. Okay, our lesson today in Romans chapter 8, I wonder if you ever read this, and if you did, what were you thinking? Verse 16, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Most of the time, believers, so-called, who claim to be believers, think they're believers, and maybe they are, maybe they're not, most likely they're not, according to Matthew 7, but they go around thinking and teaching and believing in their own minds that when it says the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, they just know they're a child of God because the Spirit is bearing witness with their spirit. In other words, they just know it. They feel it. You can't tell them anything different because the Spirit inside their little inner ear in their mind is bearing witness with them that they are the children of God. That is not what the verse is talking about. This verse is very practical, very concrete, written in stone, just like your birth certificate says John Smith, or whatever it says. That's who you are by name. There's no emotion attached to it. You don't feel like your name is John Smith. It is. That's fact. Okay? That's what this verse is talking about. Now let me expound to you the verse correctly. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. First, we have to identify our spirit. It's not this thing that's floating around in your mind, like this little warm, fuzzy feeling that every now and then it rises and blossoms to the occasion when you hear wonderful things that tickle your little goofy, ignorant ears, and your little brain goes, whoa, it's so beautiful, and then it was just touched my spirit. That's not it. Your spirit is identified for you in many passages in the Word of God. I'll show you just two, okay? Here's one for you to search out. The body without the spirit is dead. In Isaiah 42, let's identify your spirit. Verse 5. Isaiah 42, 5. Have you not read this? Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit, small s, to them that walk therein. Your spirit, small s, is your breath that comes from God. Every person who's alive in the earth has the spirit, small s, of God in them. That's their breath, or they wouldn't be living. The body without the spirit is dead. Your spirit is your breath. Look with me in the book of Job. The book of Job. Job chapter 27, verse 1. Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, as God liveth, who hath taken away my judgment, and the Almighty, who hath vexed my soul, all the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God, small s, is where? In my nostrils. There it is. The Spirit of God. That's what gives the body life. The body without the breath, without the Spirit, is dead. You can't live long if you stop breathing. So that's what the Spirit of God is referring to when he wrote, the Spirit of God, there is a capital S Spirit, Holy Spirit, when he wrote verse 16 of Romans 8, the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So it has nothing to do with your feelings. It has to do with the words and the breath coming out of your mouth. The Spirit of God will bear witness with your breath, the spirit out of your mouth, that you're a child of God, when your breath reflects what the Spirit of God wrote today for you today. on how to be saved and justified in the eyes of God. Watch, I'll demonstrate for you. In Romans chapter 3, I believe verse 24 through 26. Watch, the Spirit of God wrote it. I believe that God right now is, that I am being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood. My breath, I'm telling you that I believe in the blood of Christ to be the propitiation for my lifetime of sin. Jesus Christ was made sin for me. And I know then God will justify me freely by His grace, and is doing so when I do what verse 26 tells me to do. To declare, I say, at this time His righteousness, that He, God, might be just, and the justifier of Him, that's me, which does what? Which believeth in Jesus. Right now, in the present tense, I believe in Jesus. Romans 4:21 says, and being fully persuaded, talking about Abraham, my spiritual father, just like when God told him to tell the stars, he was fully persuaded. And he believed in the Lord. He didn't breathe a prayer. His mouth was stopped. God told him something. He simply believed in the Lord and what the Lord told him. He was fully persuaded. And being fully persuaded that what he, God, had promised, he, God, was able also to perform. Same thing here. I believe in Jesus. Listen to all this Spirit coming out of my mouth. Listen to it. I believe in Jesus. My faith is in His blood. Fully persuaded. You see that testimony? That Spirit out of my mouth? The Spirit of God then bears witness to that breath out of my mouth that I am indeed a child of God. Because Galatians says, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. You see that? That's how you're a child of God. So when it says in Romans 8, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. When your breath matches, your breath matches what the Holy Spirit wrote in Romans 3, 24 through 26, fully persuaded like Abraham was, he will bear witness with your breath that indeed you are the child of God. It's a demonstrable fact. It's something you can prove as you are to prove all things, 1 Thessalonians 5 says, if you're a believer. When you examine yourself, 2 Corinthians says, whether you be in the faith, you better have that testimony out of your breath, and the Spirit of God that's in your nostrils better be reflective of the doctrine the Spirit of God wrote in Romans 3, 24 through 26. That's what it means when the Spirit bears witness with our spirit. It isn't this feeling. So I don't know if you've read that before, but let me explain something to you real quickly. If you don't get off your spiritual dead butt and start reading the Holy Scriptures correctly, starting with salvation as presented here, it teaches it correctly. Because if your spirit is bearing witness like this, I believe that I got to confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in mine heart that God raised Him from the dead. There's no blood there. There's no payment for sin there. Jesus Christ is the Lord. Plus, confession is a work. Confession's prayer. God was trying to provoke the nation of Israel, Romans 11 says, through the Apostle Paul. Trying to do that. Trying to reflect the nation of Israel. To provoke the nation of Israel while they were diminishing away. That gospel in Romans 10 has no blood for you. And if that's what your spirit is reflecting, I assure you this. The Spirit of God is not bearing witness with your spirit that you're a child of God because that's not the gospel for today. So you're not rightly dividing the word of truth. You better pay attention to this great book. It's the most dangerous book in the world because it gives you exactly what you want. And if your heart wants to know truth, God will give it to you.